This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hezbollah announced the death of a top military official in an Israeli airstrike in Beirut. At a news conference, Israel's UN ambassador Danny Dannon says that Israel takes responsibility for the airstrike that killed a senior Hezbollah military official in southern Beirut.
Early this morning, the Israeli Air Forces carried out a strike that eliminated Ibrahim Akil, one of Hezbollah's most senior military commanders and member of the Jihad Council.
And meanwhile, the AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that U.S. President Joe Biden says he is not giving up on reaching a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, even as regional tensions flare.
The president spoke hours after Israel carried out strikes near Lebanon's capital against Hezbollah militants, raising fears the Gaza war could spread into a regional war.
We're continuing to try to do what we tried from the beginning, to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes and go back safely.
Asked if an Israel-Hamas deal may now be slipping away.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For millions of Lebanese, this week's mass explosion of pagers and walkie-talkies and the bloody aftermath are painfully similar to the horrific explosion 4 years ago of haphazardly stored ammonium nitrates that tore through Beirut's port. That port blast killed more than 200 people and injured thousands more. Synchronized explosion of devices used by Hezbollah was widely believed to be carried out by Israel. This is VOA News. The European Commission announced on Friday a loan of up to $39 billion for Ukraine to help cover its increased needs, saying it was needed to defend the country against Russian attacks and help it get through the winter. Sean Hogan with Reuters.
Outlined on her visit to Kyiv, the loan is part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using $300 billion of Russian assets locked as punishment for invading its neighbor. Ukraine is facing huge financial needs after more than 2 years of intensive warfare that have devastated its infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine planned to use the proposed loan for air defense, energy, and arms procurement. Zelensky also raised a victory plan, of which few details have been revealed, but he singled out the importance of the United States to the plan and said he and President Joe Biden would discuss it when they meet next week.
That's Reuters' Sean Hogan reporting. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani tells us that a Mexican cartel leader's son has been convicted of charges that he used violence to help his father operate one of the country's largest and most dangerous narcotics trafficking organizations.
A federal jury in Washington, D.C. deliberated for hours over 2 days before convicting Ruben Oseguera of drug trafficking and gun charges. Oseguera, known as El Menchito, is the son of fugitive Jalisco New Generation cartel boss Nemesio Oseguera, and served as the CJNG cartel's second-in-command before his extradition to the United States in February 2020. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Communications breakdowns with local law enforcement and hampered the Secret Service's performance ahead of a July assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump. That's according to a new report that lays out a litany of missed opportunities to stop a gunman who opened fire from an unsecured roof. A five-page document summarizing the Secret Service report's key conclusions finds fault with both local and federal law enforcement, underscoring the cascading and wide-ranging failings that preceded the July 13th shooting at the Butler, Pennsylvania campaign rally where Trump was wounded in the ear by gunfire. A paid passenger on an expedition to the Titanic with the company that owned the Titan submersible testified before a U.S. Coast Guard investigatory panel Friday that the mission he took part in was aborted due to an apparent mechanical failure. The Titan submersible imploded last year while on another trip to the Titanic wreckage site. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.